As the hustle and bustle of the holidays comes to an end and the cold begins to set in, it's tempting to stay indoors and wait out the remainder of the winter season. Shorter, colder days can make it difficult to get out and make the most of the season, and in some people this time of year can even trigger seasonal affective disorder, SAD. Ironically, one of the best ways to overcome some of the winter blues is to get outside and embrace it. It's been proven that spending time outside can reduce stress, boost your mood and improve your physical health. Here at Earthcare Sudbury, we want to remind you about some of the amazing things that the winter season has to offer. So, throw on some mitts, a toque and your favorite pair of boots and step out into the Great White North with us. Hiking and snowshoeing, a great way to get out and get active this winter is to go for a hike. Head out to your favorite trails and experience the beauty in their winter transformation. A snow-covered forest is one of the most peaceful settings to walk through. Although some trails are maintained for walking in the winter, some might require snowshoes. If you don't have snowshoes, you can use your library card and borrow them through the Greater Sudbury Public Library. If you're heading out with kids, have a nature scavenger hunt of things to find along the trail. Look for winter berries, bird feathers, an acorn left on an oak tree or some animal tracks. One of the great things about this season is that even if you don't see any wildlife, you can still find exciting traces of them in the snow. Some wildlife that you are bound to see along the trails are birds. Patience is a virtue, and what better way to teach a child this valuable lesson than through birdwatching? Join a bird count or feeder watch this year and start exploring. You can also spend an afternoon outdoors geocaching. Follow this link to learn more. Winter picnics. If you're going to be outside for a few hours, pack yourself a lunch. Most of us imagine picnics on a blanket in the grass, under a bright sky on a warm summer day. However, why not have a true north picnic? Pack a blanket and a lunch and warm up with some hot cocoa under a nice blue winter sky. Owl watching. Speaking of skies, why not also spend some time under the winter night sky? Owl watching is a great activity during the winter season, and several species migrate to Greater Sudbury in the winter months. Although most owls are more likely to be seen at dawn and dusk, snowy owls can be active throughout the day, sometimes seen perched on fence posts along roads and fields in the winter. Sky gazing on a cool winter night, you may be able to see the northern lights. Although they can be seen year-round, the best time to view Aurora Borealis is in the winter, and there are apps available that help forecast them. To see these lights, you will need to venture away from the lights of the city. While you're looking up, you can also do some stargazing and look for constellations, neighboring planets, or try your luck at spotting a meteor, otherwise known as a shooting star. The Quadrantids meteor shower is most active in the first few weeks of January. Skating, skiing and sliding. If you don't want to venture too far, the city of Greater Sudbury has many fun outdoor activities close to home. Did you know that we have over 50 neighborhood rinks maintained by volunteers? You can see all outdoor rink locations online. The city also offers free indoor skating at certain arenas. Visit Queen's Athletic Field, Kivy Park or Bell Park to glide along some amazing skate paths. Kivy Park also offers cross-country ski trails and fat biking. You can also explore some cross-country trails or hit the slopes at Adanac or Lively Ski Hill. Another fun way to spend an afternoon outside is to visit your nearby sliding hill. Join an organization. If you're looking to get out and be active during the week, consider joining a sports team, book club, ski club, the Sudbury Ornithological Society or the Sudbury Astronomy Club, among others. Some clubs and groups also organize their own winter events, such as ice fishing derbies, community events and family days. Keep an eye out on community event pages for upcoming events, like the city's annual snow day. Just have fun. You can also spend the day in your own yard making a snowman or building a snow fort. Winter crafting is another fun activity to do at home. Take the crafts outside and try making frozen sun catchers or colorful winter ice globes and frozen candle holders. A backyard fire, make sure you follow local bylaws, or an outdoor game night with some friends are other fun options. If you plan to invite company, why not make it a themed night, or a potluck where everyone brings a warm snack of their choice? Try not to spend the winter hibernating. Get outside and embrace all the beauty and fun activities that winter has to offer. If you have a project that you'd like the city to highlight in a Green Living article, contact Jennifer Babin-Fensky at earthcare@greatersudbury.ca.